在这里吗？我在这里吗？
哎
呀，那你为什么在那边？感谢主，让我再有一次机会到大家的中间。
Thank God that we have, I have another opportunity to be with you. See, this is a sidekick, a sidekick.
你看，我觉得这个桌子、这个讲台够大哈，至少可以容纳两个人。我的体积也没那么大。
The pulpit is pretty wide; it can accommodate two.
所以如果 Daniel 喜欢在那边也可以了。
But the cord, the computer cord is not long enough.
Oh, I see. Okay, technology limitation. Okay, 感谢主哈。在这段经文你没有读过的你举手。
If you have never read this script, this passage before, please raise your hand.
读过只有几位。OK, 没问题。没有那读过一百遍以上的举手。
So no problem, only a few had not read this scripture yet, but if you have read more than 100 times, please raise your hand.
也没有。好，所以大家都大概在读过一两次到一百遍中间。
So most of you are somewhere in between.
所以我跟你们是一样的。
So I'm like one of you.
所以我们今天用神的话来彼此来勉励。
So today we shall encourage each other with the word of God.
因为说真的经文本身很简单。
Because this scripture may seem rather simple.
可是这个经文里面却带出保罗很深很深很深的意思。
But it contains deep theological teaching.
我先问大家，乍看之下，你会觉得说这个经文是不是在比赛看谁软弱
？So, let me ask you this: if you take this passage out of context, it may mislead you into thinking that it may be promoting weakness contest.
所以基督徒，你越软弱就会越刚强，对不对？
So the weaker you are, the stronger you are, right?
啊，你们自己回答了哈。第二个，会不会乍看之下你会觉得说，保罗说他要夸口自己的软弱
？Number two, it may seems to be encouraging you to boast about the weaknesses.
所以基督徒一个比一个软弱。
So Christian will one will become weaker than the other.
我们两个都很软弱。
So we both are weak.
所以教会的事情你来做。
So the task of the church should fall upon you. Because we.
然后又说为基督的缘故又是什么软弱啦凌辱啦极难啦逼迫啦困苦为这样子可喜。好像中国有一句话是很难翻译的话吃得苦中苦方为人上人是不是啊
Number three, maybe for Christ's sake,We should be delighting in weakness, insults, and hardships, and persecution, and so on and so forth, so that the most successful Christians should live the most miserable life, right?
结果一个比一个更苦
Because one is more miserable than the other because of all those things.
所以造成基督徒很多基督徒一个像苦行僧的那一种的心态
So they equate asceticism with piety.Asceticism
是这样子的吗
Is it true?
同意不同意
Do you agree?
你们不同意不同意有同意的吗
Anyone will agree with this teaching?
你曾经经历过这样子的想法吗
Have you ever had this thought?
有人这么说吗
Have you ever heard people say that?
我们回来看圣经保罗写哥林多后书这是哥林多后书第几章啊已经到了十二章了有没有
So let's turn back to the Bible. When Paul wrote 2 Corinthians,
保罗写这个书的时候，差不多他信主已经二十年，然后他在外头宣教跑了三趟路。如果根据圣经的学者说，大概是在以弗所写的这本书。
So 2 Corinthians was written by Paul after 20 years after he became a Christian. And it was during the third missionary journey, so maybe he wrote this from the city of Ephesus.
所以说哥林多后书从前面讲苦难一直讲到后面十二章十三章的时候保罗辨明一件事情。
So after all these writings to the second part of this letter, Paul was trying to attest something.
他辨明一个事情他是基督的使徒。
So he was there, or he wrote this to attest his apostolic.
他有使徒的职分。
To attest his apostolic authority.
这个使徒职分不是从另外的十二个或者十一个门徒跟着耶稣三年半而来的。
He did not receive this authority like the other 11 disciples that followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
确实在大马士的路上，耶稣一道光照他，不但让他得救信主，同时呼召他成为外邦人的使徒。
But he received it on the way to Damascus when the big light shined upon him and called him into apostleship to be the apostle to the Gentile.
很多人会想到，你既然有使徒的职分，好，我就开玩笑说教会的长老执事，好像你的身份地位就提高了。
So maybe if you have a certain authority, that will uplift your status.
可是保罗在哥林多后书的第十二章，明明白白地告诉为基督做使徒。有许多从使徒带来的苦。
But Paul clearly stated in this letter that being an apostle also came with it much suffering.
所以他刚刚第十节所讲的那几串字是等于把他十二节从二十三到二十八节一大堆的他所经历为了传福音而来的苦难把它总结成几个形容词来描述给哥林多的信徒知道也让我们今天的信徒知道做使徒是要付上许多的代价的。
So in verse 10, in those terms that he mentioned, it's a summary of all the sufferings he encountered to serve as encouragement to all the Christians.
可是我们接下来要看到的他在这些苦难当中他如何得胜他如何喜悦如何靠基督的能力能够胜过
But in the following message we shall learn that how he have victory to have joy and victory despite all the sufferings
不但如此在第十二章的刚开头他还有一个很特殊的经历被神提上三层天得到很特殊的意象与启示。
In addition, in the beginning of the chapter 12, he mentioned that he was taken up to the third heaven to receive a special divine revelation.
在那样的光景之下，他自己说，神允许一根刺扎在他的身上。
Under that condition or situation, he said, God allowed a thorn to be in his body.
好让他不至于自高。
So that it will keep him from being conceited.
或者人把他看得所当看得更高。
Or so that man will not treat him more than what he was.
所以刚刚这是一段背景进到今天要所传讲的这两节的经文。
So with that backdrop, we shall enter into the two verses.
我把两节经文用三个重点来跟大家做提示。
So I will share with you three points.
我就把它读过去，一点一点的来。
So I shall read it to you.
第一点就是刺没有拿走，可是恩典是够用的。
The first point is.Even though the thorn is not removed, but the grace is sufficient.
第二点，他坦白地承认他自己的软弱，然后他要支取基督的能力。
Number two, he conceived being weak in order to gain strength.
然后第三点要提到他依靠基督能够刚强又能够喜乐。
Number three, in Christ,Be strong and be delightful.
盼望今天所有已经信了主的基督徒，或者你还没有信主，同样得到这样的一个宝贵的激励。
So that I wish all of you who have been Christians will receive the same encouragement.
最后，我们要用以利亚的一段故事来做一个例子，来鼓励我们。
At the end, I will use the example of Elijah, to illustrate how he.Went through all this also.
就像刚刚所唱的诗歌一样，他活着，我们基督徒活在世上， 如何依靠主不但活着，而且活得好，活得精彩，活得喜乐，活得刚强，好不好？
So just like hymn we sang earlier, when we live, we'll live with excitement, with strength, and is that good?
我们再一次祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们求你亲自用你的圣灵教导我们。
Lord, we ask you to teach us with your Holy Spirit.
因为这是你自己所说的话。
Because this is your own words.
你对保罗这么说，今天也要对我们这么说。
You said it to Paul once, you will say the same to us.
愿圣灵做我们的导师。
May Holy Spirit be our counselor.
对我们的心中细语。
And whisper in our ears.
好让我们的生命再一次被你自己所建造。
So that our life will be built up by you.
让我们归荣耀给你。
And we give you the glory.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
第一点，刺为挪去，恩典够用。
Number one, even though the thorns not removed, but we have sufficient grace.
好，我们先看一看，你按一下下一个哈。刺在这里，圣经保罗没有告诉我们是什么东西。
Paul did not clarify what this thorn was.
我很感谢主，他故意不讲。
He deliberately not to say what it was.
可是我们可以从这个刺来看到它有哪些作用。
But from the thorn, how described it, we could see the purpose of them.
第一个，那个刺是外加的，加在他肉体上的。
First of all, the thorn felt on him.
肉体上就是在我们身体上咯。
To fall on him physically, maybe it was some form of illness.
就是有可能是那种长期的很麻烦的疾病，医不好的顽疾。
Maybe it was a chronic, stubborn illness that difficult to treat.
也有可能是外加的，外来的。
And maybe it was given to him from outside.
因为圣经说，保罗说是撒旦的差役，换句话说，有可能是他的死对头。
And maybe because Paul says was from the attack of a messenger of Satan. Maybe it was his arch rival.
所以在那样子的情况之下攻击他，英文的圣经翻译的更加的透彻，攻击到一个地步是折磨他哦。
So the attack came wave after wave to the point it was tormenting Paul.
所以又是外加在身体上的，从外面来的，让我们看到一件事情，这个刺跟人的罪没有直接的关系。
So we can see clearly that this thorn had nothing to do with sin.
不是因为保罗犯罪受了责罚、受了责备的那种痛苦。
It was not a punishment for sin or a result of sin that Paul committed.
是外加的。
It came from outside.
也不是所谓的十字架。
It also was different from the cross.
耶稣要门徒背起自己的十字架来跟从耶稣。
Jesus demanded his disciples to deny themselves and carry their own cross to follow him.
我们成为基督徒要计算做门徒的代价。
As Christians, we must count the price we pay as when we carry the cross.
最大的代价，十字架的代价，耶稣为我们付了。
The greatest price that Christ paid for us.
然后我们要背起自己的十字架，对付自己的老我，对付自己的罪性，走耶稣基督要我们走的这条道路。
But each one of us, we must carry our own cross to do away our own selfish desires in order to follow.
所以说，做门徒是要有代价的，可是这里的刺不是指着那样子的一个代价。
So being a disciple, we must pay a price, but this is not what the thorn was referring to.
刺是神所允许的一个工具，为了一个目的。
The thorn is a tool God allowed for one single purpose.
叫人不会看保罗比他所当看的更高，也不至于让他自高。
So that Paul would not become conceited, and people will not treat Paul more than what he was.
你可以说这是一个消极的，让保罗不会自高的一个工具。
Maybe this was a passive tool so that Paul would not be conceited.
可是这个刺让保罗很难过，有没有？
But this thorn certainly tormented Paul, right?
而且不但难过，也难过了很久。
It lasted a long time.
为什么呢？因为保罗求主三次，有没有？
Because we know that on three different occasions, Paul prayed to God to remove it.
前面第七节说了，请你把这个拿掉。然后保罗亲自说，没有拿掉。
He prayed three times.To have it removed with no avail.
因为神告诉他说，他的恩典够用。
Because God says, I'm not going to remove it, but you have sufficient grace.
你知道我刚刚讲十字架，我就想到耶稣复活的故事。
When we talk about the cross, it reminds me the story of Jesus' resurrection.
有一个问题在我的心中，我想了很久。耶稣复活之后，不是他的手伸给那个多马看，有没有？
I've wondered for a long time about one event when Jesus stretched out his hand to show it to his disciple Thomas.
结果多马看到他手上的钉痕跟身上的枪伤，就信了，这位是复活的耶稣。
When Thomas saw the wounded hand, wounded side, he believed this was a resurrected Lord.
我在想一个问题是什么问题？你知道，耶稣受了许许多多的鞭伤，又带着荆棘，又钉十字架。他复活的时候，我曾经有这么个想法，我说神啊，他复活了以后，为什么不让他变得完完全全漂漂亮亮的，两只手又白又嫩好了，做一个荣耀的身体，不是更好吗？
I wondered when Jesus was whipped, he had carried wounds from the crown made of thorns and also had nail wounds on his hand. After he resurrected, shouldn't he have a perfect body and everything's healed? And why he continued to have the wound in his hand?
我相信哪一天我们复活了之后，我们在天堂见到耶稣的时候，你我都还会看到耶稣手上的钉痕的。
So I believe one day when we are resurrected and taken up to heaven to be with him, when we see him, he will still have the wounds on his hand.
我一直想说，为什么不把那个钉痕拿掉嘛
？I wonder why God did not remove that wound.
让它完全 healed 嘛，白白的嘛，平平的嘛，白白的，
Why
不是很好吗？
Why God would not heal that wound completely without scar?
我自己一个很简单的领悟给弟兄姐妹做参考。
But I have come to some sort of understanding. I will give it to you to use as a reference.
耶稣所受的鞭伤要成为你的医治，我的医治。
The whipping wound he received will come to heal us.
他那个钉痕，我会以为是一种羞辱。
Maybe the wounded hand will be a sign that he suffers some shame.
是有很丑的、很难看的。
It's ugly wound, scar.
可是，当耶稣复活之后，我们今天会唱那样子的歌歌，会唱那样子的诗歌。他钉痕的手牵着我走天路。
Because this wound, today we still sing the song, He, by His wounded hand, He carried me through.
钉痕受苦是过去的事情。
The nail wound is happened, it was past. It's a historical event.
今天的钉痕变成是神荣耀跟恩典的记号。
But today, the wound has become a sign of God's grace and salvation.
那个恩典的记号让罪人能够悔改信靠耶稣。
a sign that the repentant sinners can have a new life.
让信了耶稣的人靠着他的钉痕能够走十字架的道路，能够得到神更大的恩典。
So those who have a new life made by God's grace will walk the, carry the cross and follow him.
我想耶稣钉痕的手就把这句话很明显地表达了出来，刺钉痕没有挪去，可是神的恩典够你用，也够我用。
So by his wounded hand, we can understand the meaning here, even though the thorn was not removed, but God's grace is sufficient.
我不知道你的人生有刺没有。
I don't know if there is thorn in your life.
疾病呢，或者是长期的疾病呢，还是有一些吃力不讨好的事情呢，还是有一些对头物在你的身边。
Maybe it will be a form of chronic illness or some frustration when you put effort but no result that's desirable, or is some your adversary.
记得不是你的罪性产生的，是外加的。
Please remember, this is not the result of your sin, but it was given to you from outside.
刺是神所允许在人身上的。
A thorn is permitted by God to fall on us.
耶稣的钉痕是一根最大的一根刺在他的身上。
Christ's wound on his hand is the largest thorn on him.
他不需要被钉十字架的。
He did not have to go through crucifixion.
他为我为你钉十字架。
But for you and I, he willingly was crucified.
你的刺或许神要使用它，让你更经历你从来没有更经历过的更大的恩典。
Maybe that your thorn is God's way to help you to experience the grace that you've never experienced before.
美国很有名的一位姐妹叫 Johnny Erickson Tata， 大家都知道她坐在轮椅上的。
A very famous Christian in the United States called Johnny Erickson, she was paralyzed, paraplegic from a diving accident or ski accident.
她所坐的轮椅
The wheelchair she sat in
变成她施恩，她得到恩典之后帮助更多的这些需要坐轮椅的人，残疾的人。
Has become a tremendous comfort for all those who suffer the same ailment with like her.
他可以说我没有用，只坐在轮椅上，我这一辈子就完了。
She could have self-pity and give up and all hope and wither away on in the wheelchair.
他的轮椅也没有被拿去，神也没有医治他。
God did not heal her, did not take her wheelchair away.
可是神的恩典不但够用，帮助他，还帮助很多的人。
But God's grace not even sufficient for her and also become sufficient for many others.
这是从软弱变成刚强一个很明显的一个见证。
It's one of the greatest demonstrations how you can become strong in your weakness.
看第二点，要承担软弱，支取能力。
Number two, acknowledge being weak in order to gain strength.
软弱有势，软弱也有不势。
There are some yes and no's with his weakness.
就跟刺一样，这里所说的软弱是外来的，不是从自己罪性里面出来的那个部分。
Just like the thorn, this weakness is not a result of sin but coming from outside.
可是外面来的压力会让我们的罪性混在一起，所以说我们弟兄姐妹要很小心。
But the outward pressure may get mixed up with our inner weaknesses, so we must be careful to separate the two.
所以我先举几个例子，如果你脾气不好，如果你有打老婆的坏习惯，如果你常常迟到啊，如果你说都是我原生家庭给我的残累等等等等等等。
Let me give you some example. Maybe you have bad temper. Maybe you abuse your spouse. Maybe you late all the time. Many other things.
有些人一天到晚张家长李家短的。
Maybe you have a gossiping tongue.
弟兄姐妹啊，这个不是你的软弱。
These are not your weaknesses.
我要很诚实的告诉你。
But I have to honestly say that.
那是你，如果我也有这种毛病的话，是你我罪性所引起，那是罪哦。
They are not weaknesses, but sin.
这是罪，不要轻忽我。
Do not take it lightly.
不要把它说，哎呀，这是我的软弱，我常常迟到。
Don't say that. Oh, it's my weakness. I'm late all the time.
举一反三，你有很多的例子，要分辨什么叫做软弱，什么叫做你的罪。
So you must be careful to see, to clearly define what is your weakness and what are your sins.
你看保罗这里所讲的软弱，他跟第十节那边所说的软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦，有没有？
You see, the weakness Paul referred here is related to those insults, persecutions, hardships, and difficulties.
跟刺一样，这些东西是外加，是外来的。
Just like that thorn, these things are from outside.
因为他遵行神的使命，做外邦人的使徒，传福音而来的。
As a result of being faithful, apostle to the Gentile.
因为他在教会里面忠心服事而来的。
As a result of his faithful service within the church,
因为他付上他自己爱心的代价而得到的一些很奇怪的结果。
As a result of paying the price and storing on his own loss to the people around him,
这是也是神所允许的。
This is also permitted by God.
神不但允许，神允许这些拦阻，神允许这些不方便。神允许这些困难发生在保罗的身上。
So just like the thorn, these obstacles, inconveniences, and troubles were God allowed.
所以刚刚讲过了，再重新提醒你，如果有打老婆的坏习惯，请你不要把它当成是我的软弱，我又打他了。
So if you abuse a spouse, do not treat that as a weakness. I'll just do it again.
保罗是为了遵行神的旨命传福音。而遭受这样子的软弱加在他的身上，让他的事工没有办法往前面好好的发展。
So because of Paul's faithful ministry, so he encountered all these so-called weaknesses to hinder his work.
所以这是上下文我们所抓到的，保罗这里所指的软弱是这一种的软弱。
So we must define this weakness within the context.
所以请大家记得千万不要把它搞错。
So do not confuse the issue.
所以他才敢说他要夸自己的软弱。
That's why he said, I will boast my weakness.
他夸自己的软弱不是要我们大家哥林多的人一起来追求软弱。
So when he boasts these weakness, he did not want all the people in Corinth to follow suit and boast their own weaknesses.
如果这样子去追求软弱的话，变成大家会变成很懒，变成被动，变成没有果效，是所谓的阿 Q 的精神。
But God does not want us to seek weakness or become passive, lazy, or lack result, or become apathy or become cynical.
同时这样子的夸自己的软弱也不是要我们所谓享受在那种软弱当中，活在颓废当中。
God does not want us to enjoy weakness and live in pessimism and self-pity.
神也不会在你假谦卑当中彰显他的能力哦。
God will not cover us or manifest his power in our phony humility.
考试要来了，现在学习都结束了哈。考试来了，你不好好的读书，成绩考得不好，不要说哎呀，那是我的软弱。
As an example, when an exam comes, if you do not study diligently and get a bad grade, do not say, "Oh, it's because of my weakness.
今天晚上你要负责带领查经，或者说你要带领某一个聚会，没有好好的准备，千万不要说那是我的软弱，我没有时间。
Do not blame on lack of time and your weakness if you're ill prepared for this evening's Bible study.
弟兄姐妹，我圣经不够熟悉，我真理不够明白，我的信心不足，这是我的软弱，不是。
Brothers and sisters, if we're unfamiliar with the scriptures, we're confused about the truth and lack faith, those are not our weaknesses.
耶稣没有透过保罗告诉我们要走那种苦肉计的那个路子。
Jesus did not tell Paul to teach us to practice asceticism.
保罗在夸自己的软弱之前，你去读哥林多十一章十二章，你就知道他是尽了他自己200%的本分。
When Paul boasts his weaknesses, if we read 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 11, we'll know that Paul had tried 200% of
his weakness. 他也遵行了神的旨意跟使命。
He also had been faithful to God's calling.
在那样子的忠心当中，他还遭受各种各样的什么逼迫了、患难了、急难等等的情况。
Being faithful to God'sPauling, he encountered insults, hardships, and persecution and difficulties.
以至于他觉得在事工上还有一些拦阻，让他觉得软弱无能为力。
So that he felt that he was hindered and could not carry out as much work, so that's why he felt he was weak.
可是他在这些拦阻的面前，
But before all these obstacles,
他没有说，算了吧，我放弃了，我干嘛这么辛苦？
He did not say, why bother? I'll give up.
因为他知道那个软弱从哪里来的。
Because he knew where the weakness came from and what for what purpose.
他自己警察，自己知道他尽了自己的本分。
He examined himself and knew that he had done all he could.
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习保罗这样子一个心态。
We must learn this from Paul.
我们要抓住他的秘诀。
We must learn from his attitude and learn the key.
如果你自己有罪的问题，要在神面前好好的认罪悔改来对付。
If you examine and find out that's because of your sin, and then you must confess.And repent before God.
如果有责任加在你的身上，今天晚上是你来领查经，你就好好的去准备。
If the responsibility is fall upon your shoulders to lead the Bible study tonight, prepare well.
如果再有一些其他的拦阻加在你的身上的时候
，But in addition, if there are other obstacles that fall upon you,
你就要运用保罗所说的这个秘密。
Then you can use the secret that Paul has.
你要支取基督的能力
，to draw upon the power of God，
让基督的能力来庇护你。
So the power of God will come upon you and cover you。
结果，比如说保罗在帖撒罗尼迦传福音的时候
，just for example, if Paul was preaching gospel in Thessalonica，
三个礼拜很多的人信主。
For 3 weeks, many people came to the Lord。
他怎么离开帖撒罗尼迦的吗？
Now, how did he leave Thessalonica?
三更半夜，人家要逼迫他，人家要抓他，人家要杀他。
In the middle of the night, when people came to arrest him and to persecute him.
如果你记得，他是被人家在城墙上用一个篮子，什么篮子我不晓得，把他从城墙上放下来逃走的。
So if you remember, he was lowered down on the walls in a basket by his friends.And he could escape.
他知道传福音是他的本分，是他的使命。
He knew that preaching the gospel was his calling.
可是这些人要反对他，他知道这是一种拦阻，这是一种软弱。
But he ran into these people who wanted to persecute him, and he recognized those being his obstacles and the weakness.
就在他一起的教会。 初期的教会在帖撒罗尼迦的教会里面，弟兄姐妹商量，就决定你走比留在这里更好。
So when the church in Thessalonica saw these things start to occur, they decided that it was better for Paul to leave.
感谢主，他支取了这样子的能力，他愿意说真的很难听的，偷偷的三更半夜装在一个笼子里，把他从城墙上掉下来，他平安的离开了帖撒罗尼迦。
So thank God, by receiving the message from the church, he was willing to be lowered in a basket from the wall of the city and secretly escaped.
他还有很多类似的经验，如果你去看《使徒行传》的话。
He had many similar experiences. If you read the text.
他能够很坦白地面对所谓的软弱。
He could face at ease with these weaknesses.
支取基督的能力能够复辟他。
To draw upon the power of Christ.
该离开的就离开。
It's time for him to leave, he will leave.
该辩明的就辩明。
But it's time to fight and for the cause of the gospel, he will.
该流眼泪痛哭与爱哭的人同哭的时候他就哭。
It's time to shed tears, he would do that also.
欢喜的时候为整个城市的人能够信主，为很多的人，为很多教会能够建立而欢喜。
He showed joy when the entire city repent and church established. He will show his emotion too.
这是基督徒刚强的人生的一个部分。
That is one aspect of a strong Christian life. Number three.
依靠基督要能够才能够刚强，才能够喜乐。
In Christ, be strong and be delightful.
刚刚开头第九节这么说，我的恩，耶稣的恩典够我们用。
In the beginning, verse 9, it says, My grace is sufficient for you.
恩典，恩典，我们常常唱奇异恩典。弟兄姐妹，恩典什么意思？
What is grace? We frequently sing the song Amazing Grace.
恩典什么意思呢？
What is grace? What does grace mean?
不好意思讲。
That's grace.
有的时候读一点书，读一点神学，对你有很大的帮助的。
Sometimes study theology is beneficial.
神学家有的时候把很简单的道理弄得很复杂。
Theologians can make simple word complicate a simple idea so that you will not understand.
可是神学家也帮助我们把一个很复杂的观念用几句话把它表达出来。
But also,The theologians can change a complex theological thinking into a few succinct words.
所以我就学到什么叫做恩典。
So I learned what grace means.
我分享给大家。
I will share with you.
不该得的，不配得的，你得到了，又是无条件得到的，那就是恩典。
Grace is to receive something undeserving, to receive without condition.
英文用 unmerited favor 来表达，所以这个就是恩典，你的救恩。对不起，这是神学家讲，不是我讲的，我应该早点告诉他。那这个就是救恩。
To receive without merit is grace, just like your salvation.
好了，所以耶稣说他的恩典要够你用。
So Jesus said his grace is sufficient for you.
谁不喜欢有很多的恩赐？
Who does not like to be gifted?
谁不喜欢有很大的能力？
Who does not like to be powerful?
谁不喜欢能够为人家的心脏能够开刀的？
Who does not to be able to perform open heart surgery?
很了不起哦。
Some.
不容易哦。不是每一个人都能做的哈。
It's not easy, not everyone can do it.
可是我们也知道，保罗亲自说，你恩赐越高，能力越大的人，越有一个什么可能性。
But we also know that Paul says the greater the gift, the more powerful you are, the greater chance for something to happen.
因为保罗自己承认，他因为我所得的启示甚大，就会过于自高，保罗自己承认的第七节。
In verse 7 says, Paul admitted that because of the great revelation given to him, he is at a greater chance to be conceited.
所以我们知道恩典是白白得来的。
So we know the grace we receive for free.
恩赐是神给你的。
Spiritual gifts were given to you.
启示是神让你知道，让你明白的。
The revelation is God made you aware.
不是人本来就有，也不是我自己努力得到的。
It's not, we're not born with, we're not, it's not due to human effort.
你也许说我不像保罗那么说盛大，可是有的时候人小小的就会让你我会有自高自满骄傲的时候。
Maybe we do not receive great gifts like Paul, but even a small gift, because of our small capacity, we also become conceited.
所以当我们来谈到恩典，谈到依靠耶稣的时候，请我们看下一章的这节经文。
So when we talk about grace, we should read the following verse.
我们就一起来读好不好？这是保罗在哥林多前书第四章第七节所告诉我们的。我就读中文，那你们读英文的就一起同声来一起读，好不好？来，一二三，我们一起读来。谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸？仿佛不是领受呢？对不起，我没有让他翻译完就开始先读了，这是我的，不是软弱，这是我的罪，对不起。
1 Corinthians 4:7 says, Who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did not receive, why do you boast as though you did not?
所以我必须向他道歉。
So I must apologize to him.
哪一样不是领受的？
Which one we receive? We have not received. 既然是领受
的，就没有什么好自夸的。
So if we receive, there's no reason for us to brag about it.
South Bend, 我们 Mishawaka 本来是一个很安静、很平和的一个小城镇。
South Bend used to be kind of quiet little town.
我知道上个礼拜有一件大事。
Until last week, when something happened.
听说美国总统跑到你们这里来了。
Because the President of the United States came.
我为什么会知道这个事情？
How did I find out about it?
我从新闻里面看到的。
Because it was a headline.
我说，哎呀，奥巴马总统到了 South Bend 去了。
So President Obama came to visit South Bend.
不管你赞成他，你还反对他，他至少是这个国家的领袖，我们要为他祷告，我们要祝福他。
No matter you're with him or against him, he is the president. We must pray for him.
所以他来到这边，让突然之间让 South Bend 变得很有名了。
So suddenly because his presence, South Bend became famous.
我这个孤陋寡闻的人也会知道。
Even I learned about this.
所以让我们知道这些是外来的。
So
这些 这些是外来的，这些是让我们知道加上给 South Bend 那么一点点的一段短时间的荣耀的时候，那是在我们做基督徒的时候，神加恩典，神加恩赐能力在你的身上的时候，我们只有一件事情知道，那是你的恩典，所以那是领受的，要感谢主。
So South Bend didn't do anything to gain the fame, so only because the visitation of the president, same as our Christian lifeWe did not gain anything for ourselves. It's all grace fall upon us. That's why we have to be thankful.
我们很快的再来谈谈刚强这两个字。
Let's also examine the word being strong.
刚刚讲了，很多人你或许希望说，我也能够像某某人一样，能够开心脏的刀，我能够做医生，我能够做律师，我能够做总统，我能够是全校的第一名，等等等等等等。
Maybe many of us would also wish we could perform open heart surgery, be a doctor, be a valedictorian, in a class, so on and so forth.
我们都很习惯的靠自己的能力做最好的打算，得到最好的荣誉，是不是如此？
Every so often we also want to do to trust on our ability by our own strength to do the best that we can.
我相信神造你造我，给你有足够的智慧跟能力，你能够达到某一个水平的最好。
I believe that God has given us a different level of gifts so we can achieve a certain level.
可是我最近将近两个月的时间，我到中国到台湾去短宣，坐飞机的时候，我领悟到一个很简单却是很宝贵的一个道理。
But recently, when I visit Taiwan on a short-term mission in the airplane, it came to me a idea.
你知道飞机飞在高空当中，差不多现在的飞机，不管你是大大小，大概至少那个时速可以飞到500啊、400啊英里一个小时的那个速度。
You know, the airplane can fly at a speed of 500-600 miles per hour.
可是我就不懂一个事情哦。从芝加哥有直飞飞机到北京、到上海、到东京的等等。
From Chicago, there's direct flight to Tokyo and Beijing.
差不多都是飞过去，差不多要12-13个钟头。
But usually takes 12-13 hours for the
飞回来呢？哎，11-12个钟头。
Returning from the Orient, it takes only 11 hours.
我就不懂得为什么。
I don't understand why.
你们这边很多博士、硕士，你可以告诉我为什么？我所知道的只是其中的一个可能的原因。
But I've found one of the many reasons.
飞过去往往因为季节风的关系是逆风的。
You fly westward, you have tailwind.
Headwind. 你飞回来是顺风的。
So from east.From west to east, fly eastward, you fly in the tailwind.
现在的飞机很进步了哈，每一个人的面前有一个小萤幕，你可以看电视，你可以听音乐，你也可以看飞机飞到什么地方了。
So, today's airplane, they provide you with a screen that can watch TV or listen to music, but also follow the, it's like,EPS, you can follow how where you are.
所以我就很高兴，在那个小荧幕上，我可以看到说，现在飞机飞到什么地方，飞机的速度是多少英里一个小时，同时下面还有一个风速是多少。
So on the screen, it tells you your exact location and the speed of the airplane, and also the speed of the current, air current.
然后他顺便告诉你这个风是顺风还是逆风。
So tell you if it's a headwind or a tailwind.
我就发现当逆风飞行的时候，它速度就减了很多，到400多里。
So when you fly in a headwind, the airplane speed will be lower to 400 some miles.
顺风的时候可以到500，可以到600。
But if we get caught in a tailwind, the airplane speed can increased to 500 or 600 miles.
我曾经有一次飞过，我大吃一惊，看到那个数目是680几英里。
One time it showed that we're traveling at a speed of 680 some miles per hour.
可是风速差不多叫了150英里。
So there was 150 mile per hour of wind.
所以飞机早到了一个多小时。
So we arrived 1 hour early.
我在讲什么
？What am I talking about here？
我不再跟你聊天了。
I'm not just telling you all this to tell you how to travel.
你基督徒的人生刚刚讲，不管你学了多少的知识能力，你能够达到这么一个速度。
I'm trying to tell you is that because your human limitations, you can achieve only a certain speed.
如果再加上一些事工上的软弱，你的速度就会。变得更低了。
If you run into more obstacles, the achievement level will be lowered a little bit.
可是你知道吗？你的耶稣基督有无比的能力要加在你的身上，加在我的身上，你知道吗
？But Jesus will have tremendous unlimited power will be added onto.
那是保罗所经历的。
That's what Paul experienced.
这是今天信息的重心。
And that is the central message of today's.
保罗所经历的，他能够在那个飞机 在那个顺风的光景之下做超过所求所想的事情。
Paul, with the help of Christ, is like a caught in a big tailwind, can achieve things beyond human imagination.
我故意今天带来一个大概你们都不会再用，天气越来越暖和的手套。
Today I brought gloves that none of us will use in this wet kind of weather.
这是我的手套，我特地把它拿来，今天还记得带来哦。
I specially remember to bring this.
我这个很普通的手套站不站得起来
？The ordinary gloves could not stand on its own merit.
它站不起来的
，right? Cannot stand.
可是呢，给你一个。我们是一起同工的。可是当我把我的手放进去之后呢
？But when we put hands in the gloves,
怎么样
？What happened?
这个手套站起来了吧？这个手套还可以这样子啊
？Not only can the glove stand, it can move too.
手套还可以这样子的。
We all abuse a boss, a coworker. Can fight too.
你我就像一个手套一样。
You and I just like this empty glove.
你能够达到某一个程度的成果吧？
You can, yes, you may achieve certain level of accomplishment.
可能你的手套比我的漂亮的多了。
Maybe your gloves will be more, fancier than this one.
可是你记住。
But remember,
当主耶稣基督他钉痕的手进到你生命的手套的时候，你的能力就不一样了。
Remember when the nailed hand of Christ enter into the life, the glove of your life. It will be different.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
那是基督徒坚强、基督徒荣耀的人生。
That is how Christian life can be strong and be glorious.
那是耶稣所应许所谓丰盛的生命、更丰盛的生命的一部分。
And that is part of what Jesus promised, the abundant life.
那也是我用过这个比喻，十五的月亮，一个月不是只圆一次。
It's not like a full moon doesn't occur only once per month.
而是天天都是圆满的月亮，因为没有东西在挡住反射神荣耀的机会。
Because then the moon can be full every night, because there will be no obstacles that block the radiance.
神也能够让你经历的软弱变成刚强。
God can also help the weakness you experience to become a strength.
所以哥林多后书第十三章，请你翻开啊，哥林多后书第十三章三节到四节，我们现在就同声，中文读中文，英文读英文。
So let's read together, Second Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 3.
来，一二三，一起来。因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
By God's power, we will live with Him.
我们要靠神的能力来过生活。
By God's power, we shall live.
我本来要跟大家讲以利亚的故事，我看时间到了，差不多了哈。
Originally, I planned to tell you the story of Elijah.
我什么时候应该下台？
讲完了就可以下来。
我讲到十二点半。
反正他们坐着不会晕倒。
我想我就这样子好了。达宇，你就放下面一张图，我很简单的把它带过去，好不好？这是以利亚的故事，很快的啊。
The story of Elijah.
你们知道以利亚，在 Mount Carmel 就是那个加密山，做了一件很伟大的事情，胜过了巴利的先知，同时也把巴利先知各个全450个全部杀了。
We know that Elijah had a great victory over the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and then he killed 450.
所以他的飞机的速度就是500迈，就这样子讲好了。
So it's like he's flying an airplane at 500 mile per hour speed.
可是他碰到了一根刺。
But he ran into a thorn.
那个刺的名字叫做别。
耶洗别。So he went into a thorn by the name of Jezebel.
那是一个皇后，皇后说，明天这个时候我要取你的命。
The queen says, by tomorrow this time I will take your life.
因为你杀了我450个先知。
Because you killed my 450 prophets.
结果以利亚怎么样？
So what happened to Elijah?
这个极大的软弱在他的身上，他逃命有没有？你都知道。
So he ran for his life, right?
你再按一下，他逃从哪里逃？从上面一直逃到最下面。
He ran from the blue line all the way from Mount Carmel all the way to the Gulf of Suez.
一直到了何烈山。
To Mount Horeb near the tip of.
到了那边又累又困。
He ran for 40 days and nights in exhaustion.
躲在山洞里面。
Oh, he hid himself in a cave.
然后耶和华神跟他说话，以利亚，你在这里干什么？
And God came to him and said, Elijah, what are you doing here?
他说，我为耶和华大发热心啊，我读给你听哈，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，又用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人啊。他们呢还要寻索我的命，所以我逃来这里。
It says,
对不起，19章的第
He says, I've been zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken your altar, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
以利亚在那个时候，神问了他两次。他回答了两次。
So God asked him twice, he replied twice.
以利亚，他说只剩下我一个人。
He said, I'm the only one left.
我给他一个名称，以利亚那时候是叫做目中无人。
I'll say that Elijah had no one else in his sight but himself.
结果在列王记上19章的第15节，耶和华在安静的声音里告诉他这句话：你回去，从旷野往大马色去。第15节，你回去。
So in verse 19, that's Second King, I think it's chapter 18. 19, verse 15, it says, God said, return in the way that you came, the same way you came.
然后神要他去告亚兰王，要他告这个以色列的王，也要告以利沙。
And go to the desert of Damascus, anoint a king for Aaron and a king for Israel, and Elijah to be the next prophet.
阿云，你再按一下。所以以利亚又回去了，不但回去，还是跑到大马色上面去。
So Elijah had to return the same way all the way back to Mount Carmel and further down up to Damascus.
我故意带这个地图给大家看，因为从这边到那边没有别的路，就是差不多原路要回去。
I show you this map because to show you that there's no other way but the same road.
因为右边是今天的沙特阿拉伯的大沙漠跟约旦的沙漠，左边是地中海，就只有这条路可以回去。
Because on the right side is the desert of Arabia and the left side is the Mediterranean Sea.
让我们看到什么？
Show us what?
神没有把以利亚的环境完全，那个人叫做耶洗别还在，还活着。
So we see that God did not change the political environment of Elijah. Jezebel is still there.
他的对头也还在。
His adversary is still there.
你回去，哎呀，你要回去，我才逃离。你要回去找那个我的死，我不要见到我的死对头了。
You want me to go back? I just escaped from there and go return to see my adversary.
神加力量
，God provides strength, so he could go back.
让我们看到神有比软弱更大的目的在以利亚的身上，他已经讲了。
So we see that God has a greater purpose than the weakness he encountered.
他有更大的工作，更大的托付在这位仆人的身上。
There's a greater task responsibility for Elijah to be completed and fulfilled.
同时在最后，当以利亚回去的时候，耶和华神又告诉他一句很宝贝的话。
So when Elijah returned, God told Elijah another promise.
他说我在以色列人当中为自己留下七千个人，是未向巴利屈膝的，未向巴利亲嘴。
So God says, even though you think you are the only one left, I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all those whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and all whose mouths have not kissed them.
所以以利亚给我们一个警惕，也是一个激励。
So the story of Elijah has given us an example and encouragement.
所以我刚刚说目中无人不是无敌放矢的。
So when I said he saw no one but himself,
因为神先让他看见了，在以色列地，神还留下七千不向巴利屈膝的。
And that was his own limitation because God has reserved at least 7,000 men who never bow down to Baal.
我们的神耶稣基督是做工直到如今的神。
God and our Lord Christ worked till today.
你的环境也许很不好。
Maybe your environment is difficult.
经济情况也不好。
It was in economic depression.
你面临很大的问题，很大的拦阻，很大的障碍。
Maybe you face great challenges and obstacles.
让这段经文，让以利亚的故事重新让你到神的面前来跟他求告。
And made the example of Elijah will bring you back to God before God.
让主耶稣像保罗一样直接告诉你。
And let Jesus tell you as he did to Paul.
因为他说，耶稣说，我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力在人的软弱上要显得完全。
It's my strength will be made perfect in man's weakness.
所以我们在主里面可以欢喜，可以刚强，因为我们什么时候有拦阻、有困难、有软弱，我们什么时候靠着耶稣基督，靠着耶稣基督，我们就能够刚强。记得这样子的一个比喻。
So we may delight in the Lord, and whenever we are weak and hopeless, by God's grace, we can become strong and have hope.
祷告好不好？
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们把南湾教会的每一位弟兄姐妹，年长年轻的，交在你的手里。
God, we commit everyone, no matter their age.Or background before you in your hands.
不管信主只有几天，或者信主几十年，也仰望在你的。